something on Sabbath, not a Pashto Inyan. I guess the Sukkot is the Inyan of Manyedu. So it's time to learn a little bit on these Inyanim. The general Inyan is, the first place that I saw it was the Baal Tanya Siddur in his Shtik Lachan Lulav. Samada and the Kudus are back and forth in other places, but the general sense of the binyan is there. And just explaining it and arranging it differently, but by and large, the central Likud is there. In the Inyanim of Bechlal, we spoke about, in Kippur, we spoke about Achas Bashana, Echod, Achas Bashana. The Smichas Aparash of Sukkot to Yom Kippur, of the Inyan of Das, the Sfarim Amazu, by and large, that results the Makkah for it, that those inyanim that a person was aimed on in Seichel, on Yom Kippur, on Hashanah Yom Kippur, those inyanim were going to be aimed on with Maisa on Sukkis. So that means Sukkis is the Maisa of whatever inyanim of Pchina of Achdus and so on, whatever inyanim was a person was aimed on Yom Kippur, in Pchina's Maisa it happens. Sukkis, he's Mamshech at Sukkis, the Loshinus of Sfarim. Let's start with an Inyan which is in the Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah brings a whole bunch of Inyanim that are Keneged, the Inyanim of the Arba Minim in Emor. One of it is very strange Pasuk. It's a small parash, there's a Perek in Mishlei, that's a very, very strange Perek. It's Perek Lamed, and it lists a whole bunch of lists of things that are threes and fours. A whole bunch, twos, threes, and fours. One of them is Arbohim Ketani Oretz. There are four inyanim that are extremely small. Ketani Oretz means of the small things of the world. Veheima Chachomim Mechukomim. But they're very smart, they're very clever. Mechukomim because somebody made them smart. One, Hanimolim Amloy Az. Ants are not a very powerful nation. And that's why they prepare in the summer, they have to prepare in advance all the bread they're going to eat. Shvanim amle otzum, rabbits are not a very strong nation. Vayasimu basela besam, and that's why they made their house in rocks, boulders. They always run away to caves and things like that in boulders. 3. Melech ein la'arve, locusts do not have a king. It's cooler, but they all fly together in formation. And last, smomis biyadayim tesapes, a spider goes with its hands, it climbs with its hands, and it finds itself in the palace of kings. The pshat here is very not clear. Almost every rishon of the mefarshim learn it differently. But whatever it may be, I mean, the general idea that most of the mefarshim learn is that these are in Yanim, these are little animals that you see Niflos Abayi from. That they themselves all have weaknesses, they all have chesroinus, and each one has a way they compensate for chesar. That's the way the Rishonim learn it, and that's that in. But Chazal over here in the Medrash say, Arbeim Tani Oretz is going on the Arba Minim, Veheimam Chachom Mechukamim, and we know only what min it is through Chachamim. Basically, but Chazal Yakimat Ad Meirich, in all the timeim, the long list of different time they give for Arba Minim, is this time of Arbeim Ktanei Oretz, Ve'im Chachom Mechukamim, V'chulu. That's what the Medrash says. It needs a lot of heads, but it's the Mechusa, the Sosum is Meruba on the Megula in a big way. So we'll try to explain this in Yin a little bit by Chava. It says, but it says that there was a nor that was yoytzi from Eden, and was mashke the gan, and v'shom yiporeid v'hoyu ledalad rushim. That means the water flows out from the gan, and it from Eden it goes to the gan, and from there it splits into four different ways. So that means the first period that's specifically listed in Chumash is into four different ways. The Maral speaks about it, about when he speaks about the Arba Melachim, about the Arba Malchius, the Golos of the Arba Malchius. The Maral says that four always denotes period. everything, every the direction that something can spread out is four different directions. When a point decides to spread, it can spread north, south, east, west, and everything is simply a combination of those two coordinates. So basically, four is always the chetimtza for something that spreads out. So the nohar that was mispashit is mispashit into four different naharis, and every period in the bria is four. The without going to any arichas, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Achdus Gemura, and it has four oisiyas, and each ois means it's a unit. When you split HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga into particles, you get four particles. You get Yud, K, Vav, K, and it means that there are four different nekudas that if you were to split it, if you're Noikev Shem Hashem Chas V'Shalom, you break off pieces, you have four pieces you can break off. So it means that the number of four are the pirudim that are there in the Bria. A pirudim, we mean that there are oifanim to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus, and different oifanim how a person, different ta'usim a person makes in yichud, and different oifanim a person can be kaifer in a certain oifin in one of in achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The four oifanim, let's take them as following. In Gracious, in the first parasha, the first chiluk you have is Vayi Erev Vayivoyke Yom Echad. In other words, the chiluk of Zman is the first chiluk in the Bria, and that is when there's Erev and there's Boyke, Vayi Erev Vayivoyke, and the halachic Zman is divided first and foremost into Erev and Boyke, and that was the first. And that was the first Havdalah that there was in the Bria of something that you can split into two. Before we say Kriya Shema, we say the Bracha of Yotze Or in the morning and the Bracha of Ma'ariv Aravim. And the Chiyuv is, you're supposed to say Ma'ariv Yom Umevi Loila, you're supposed to be Machnis Midas Yom V'Layla Midas Layla B'Yom, because the Chiyuv of Krishma includes in itself in understanding that the two halves of one whole. But the first chiluk, the first period in the Bria is Zman. Zman is Nefradim. We spoke about it in Kippur. We spoke about the Itois, about the Chof Ches Itois, Ace, like we learned today, the Ace Lantoya, Ace Lakonetua, the Ace Laledes, Ace Lamus. The world is divided into Zman. Each Zman has its own Anhoga. Each Zman has its own Mitzias. And V'chulu, like we were Mayach on Yom Kippur at night. That's the first chiluk in the, that's the first period in chiluk in the Bria. The next chiluk that you get is a chiluk between the Rakia, which is mavdul between Shemayim and Aret, between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. In other words, at a certain point, when something branches out, it's no longer of the same quality as where it came from. The Mayim Elyonim are all kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all kosher to Ruchnius, and they are a Metzias that is Lamaila from the it's Ke'ilu a Hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a lower form. The Mayim HaTachtonim, once the world crosses the point of the Rakia, it now is It's very different. It's Megushim. It's completely of a different nature. The Hemshech of it is different than the Iker Metzias, than the Gez of it. The Anav is different than the Gez. That is the second period in the Bria. The third period in the Bria is that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Eitz Pri Oisa Pri Liminehu. The different Minim came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And l'chura, if a person, l'mashal, a person does a lot of pu'ulois, one expects to see some sort of dimyan between the pu'ulois. Just like if a person has children, we expect to see some tzadashah between his children, because they're all his children. If a person does different paintings, you expect to see some sort of commonality between all the paintings. And if not, you say, it's not from one mocker. If there's chilukim between those inyan and themselves, that is chilukim that seem to say there's no achdus, and therefore the metzias of minim shoinim, in as much as there's a chilukim minim that they're not parallel to each other, then it's a sign that it's not coming from one mucker. It says Yaakov Avinu asked that b'kholam al techas kvaydi, that when there'll be machloikis between his children, Korach and Adasai, he doesn't want his name mentioned. The pshat is because if they are choluk on each other, then they don't come from a common mocker of Yaakov. Then they're not coming from one sheresh. That's the... So the third chiluk in the Bria is the fact that the minimum is chalkim, and between min to min, you see a lack of a common denominator. That's oisa pri leminehu, and one pri can't make another pri. That lechura is also a chiluk that's somewhat of a steer to achdus. The last period in the Bria was the sharpest of it, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Nasa Adam Tzalmenu Kit Musenu. Everything in the Bria is misyaches to the Mokar because it's not independent. Everything in the Bria has its own, it's bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it doesn't have a sense of self in any oifin. It's something that's completely, it doesn't have a consciousness in the sense where it has a metzius of self, and therefore there was no toz in the Bria, Malachim didn't say Shira, nothing. Adam was made Nase Kitzalmeni Kitmusenu. His nisoyan was that the Nochash told him that Visem Kelekim, and the pshat is that it's Bechlal Miskachish to its Sheirish. So if we are to give sort of an illustration in terms of a tree, the first period is the tkufis that the tree goes through, the tkufis is man. The second period is that the anaf changes from the ilon, from the geza itself. It once it leaves the geza, it's different. The third one is that the anaf in themselves, each one is different in the Bria. And the final one is that the whole eitz itself is cut off from its sheirish. The minute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam chiyus, he gave independent chiyus. Everything else is connected by a leash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad etzem toichen of the thing, it doesn't have its own metzias. Adam has its own metzias. Ad kerekach malachim felt there was another metzias in the Bria, and therefore Adam, being completely cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could see himself as being an alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Leah Yorva Niasisiv, like by Parah and Bechulu, and Bemela, that was a fourth Oifna period. So the four Rashim that go out from the Bria, that each one becomes its own Metzias, are four Pirulim that were there in Maisa Breishis, and these are the four Eichetimtzis for denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hoya Hoy Veviya aspect, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midos are not when in the tefillah Pasach El Yo, that it's a tefillah from Tikkun Ezer that Nusach Sfad didn't say before davening, it speaks about the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are the Anhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a tremendous emphasis on saying that they and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhog are one and the same, and there is no period between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Anofim that come from the Ilan are not distinct from the Ilan themselves, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not manning it, it doesn't exist. B'chulu, there's an emphasis on trying to avoid some of these chilukim. Those are the four Eifanim of Pirud and Chilud and the Bria. We said now that in Yom Kippur we spoke about the Achas Bashana, about the Nekud of Achas and Echad. We say Baruch Shem Kodom Chusev because there's no Torah Sashniyas. Sukkis is a person does a pu'ula, does pu'ulais that carry within themselves some sort of expression of that tikkun of the Echetims and the Bria for the Ichud of it. So we'll go through the different meaning. Esrog, Chazal say, how do you know an Esrog is an Esrog? So it says, creates Hador, Hador be Ilonai Shana Bishana, or there's Gedolim and Ketanim are together on the Ilon, means all through the year, an Esrog is always on the tree. There is no season when the Esrog is not on the tree, and Bemela, it's never discontinuous. And the Gemara, one or two things: either that you find both bigger sregim and smaller sregim together on the tree, that's one echetimtza, or hadoy lana mishnasay lashana means it's always there. The ilon is, the esrog is always there, and it's always on the ilon. So you have a echetimtza where the esrog is above zman. Esrog transcends zman in that the basic chiluk of zman was chayev and kayetz and chorish and kotzir and distinctions between one zman and other zman, and esrog transcends those differences, and the mele esrog is a tikkun on the chilukei zman. It's one of the reasons why esrog is distinct from the other three minim, because esrog is a very different nature of what it's ma'achid and so on. It's shalim mitzad atzmoi, and that's the only chiluk that it's coming to overcome is the chiluk of zman. Lulav is distinct from all other trees. If you've seen a tamar grow, in every tree the anaf grows out of the sides of the geza in a oifin of in a oifin where the it comes out of the side. Ki'ilu, it's not a hemshach of the tree, but it's a side point. It's sort of tangential to the tree. It comes out. It came from the side, but it's not flowing with the tree. It's branching off away from the tree. That is the normal echetimtza of anafim. The echetimtza of a tomer is that a tomer grows from the pnimius outwards. The anafim of the tomer, if you see a tomer physically, it starts. The branch starts from the very very top, and it branches outwards. But it's the etzim itzius. That's the pshat tzadik hatomer yifrach, means a tzadik grows like a tomer in the sense that everything a tzaddik does is kulei comes from bifnim, so b'meila it comes out from the very pnim. The psul, the major psul in lulav, is nifritzu olav, and it says in the kadmoinim, in the early mekubalim, they say nifritzu olav is a pchina of mekatzitz benetiyos, which means because the etzem psul of a lulav is where the anaf breaks off from the geza, where the anaf becomes a metzias with neatzmoi, and bemela it becomes a dof neatzmoi. So that's the psul that's miyuchad to lulav, is different to olav, because it means that the alim became something different than the geza, and that's the etzem metzias of lulav, is that the anaf of the tomer is called kula delayed. The loy lev means, the loy lev of lulav is that the etzem metzias of the lev is the anaf as well. The third dag is hadas. The third min is hadas. Hadas is something that each piece stays. It says tlas bekino achas, that the ikar mail of the anafim is that each one of the three is parallel to the other one. It's on the same nekuda. In other words, the period of min to min doesn't exist. It's not, whereas the lulav is the anaf klapi the geza, in the hadas it's each anaf klapi the other anaf, that they should all be on the same line. That's the b'chin of hadas. Darava is very different also. All tzmochim have a metzias b'fnei atzmo. A person plants a tree, plants an apple tree. Apple tree has to be watered, he has to put fertilizer, it has to be sun. That's the oifin of the gidl. So the tree is a tree with neatzmoy, and what you have to give it, it needs water, it needs nutrients for chulup. There is, if a person passes by, when you pass by in a place that is not so prone for rain, like Eretz Yisrael. If you pass by someplace and you see a very strong patch of green, then you know there's a brook over there, or there's a well, because those plants are a result of the water. In other words, it's not the pshat you planted a tree or crops and you're watering it or feeding whatever it is. Water is matzmiach whatever comes around it. So the, an arava is something that the mitzias of the arava, it's the ikov an arava is that it's be arve nochal. Lemais it's kashi if it goes away from a nochal. But arve nochal means it's the excess growth of the nochal. The nochal is matzmiachit. So that means lafuke all other tzmachim azokok to mayim. They need water, but they're not the chefts of water. And arve nochal's the pshat. His metzias is the chefts of mayim. That's the metzias of an arava. And b'meila, he shows himself to be completely not a nifrad from the water. That's the, in other words, it's not the pshat. The water made me, now I'm on my own. But rather, I'm kol kulo in arve nochal. Those are the four minim gavris piyut. Let's go back to the pasuk in Mishlei. Let's understand the inyanim and the bria. Shlomo Melech said, arba ktani oretz. He's seen four things that are small mitzad atzmam. The kalal is, the more you split something, the smaller it gets. The bigger something is, the more it's koil inside. In other words, achdus carries in itself godless, and period is katos by definition almost. The more you split something by definition, it's smaller. That's the way it's a tautology. The mitzvah is when you split it, it becomes smaller. The arba ktani oretz vehima chachom yuchukamim. We'll see in a second what that means. There is a chachma that's infused in them that helps them get past their chisaron of katnus. The first one is a namala is something that says, the Chazal say, its whole metzias is a very short kufa. Namala lives a very short kufa, and it's machole is a guy in a chetzi. So it says, namala is an amle az, but it gathers in the kayetz what it needs for winter. In other words, like this, mitzad the metzias of a namala, it's limited to a season. But there's something in the Namala, there's a ruach of chachma in the Namala that mitzad, its chachma, it transcends its mitzias. And b'meila, it gathers bakayetz for more, means that the Namala overstepped its boundaries of living only for short kufa, and it's koil all the zmanim. That is the Namala. The shofan is amle atzum. It's an arm that's not strong, and b'meila it understands that by standing alone as a branch, it's not going to succeed. It's not going to defend itself, so it retreats kilu back into the rack. It's sort of the way a turtle goes into its shell, the way an embryo goes into its mother, is in its mother's womb. The mitzias of the shvanim is that sloyem machzal ashvanim. It goes back into the geza. It retreats back into the geza and doesn't come out till it's safe. So the shofan has in itself a metzias of going back into the geza. The arba is the pshat. Normally, every animal goes by itself. I mean, those animals that are built mitzad their nature to be together, have a queen ant, or they have some sort of head, some sort of figure that you can label as a head that puts everybody in line. It's not because all the bees act as a partner, cooperate. It's because there's a queen that's directing them, or whatever it is. There's perceived always in every animal pack. There's perceived a leader that leads them. So in the metzias of Alechayim, the only way you get an achdus is where somebody stands and puts them together. But each prat is a prat b'fnei atzmo. The metzias of arba is that they act in unison despite the fact that they have no metzias of a melech. So that means ki'ilu each aleh mitzad atzma, all of them come ikinachas. They all have the same idea at the same time to fly to the same place at the same time. That's the metzias of arba, and that takes off the period of that kind. The last one is very different, and it's also different in the it's also different in the way the pasuk's written. They're very different mitzvahs. Smomis biadayim titapes, titaps biadayim. A spider is a balchayim that is very low, very despicable, mitzad atzmai. The yadayim, it's called yadayim, not raglayim. The yadayim of every balchay is where the thing does its own thing. One animal tears with its paw, one animal digs with its paw, a person works with his hand. The yadayim of something is the metzias, where the thing itself accomplishes what it has in itself. A smomis mitzaratzma has nothing. It's a sheretz, it has nothing. Because it grabs onto, it uses its yadayim not to find its own metzias, but to be nechaz and nitfas in the metzias of the Echoli Melech, so the low smomis becomes part of the Echoli Melech. He's part of the Echoli Melech, and it's used, it's a lashon used a lot in Sfarim. Smomis be'edayim t'tapes be'Echoli Melech means that there are certain metziasim that because they are so bottled, and because they're so bottled themselves, that's why they come, that's why they're able to become part of a different metzias. Mitzad is koyach habitul. So you have the four, the arba ketani oretz are connected these dalad minim. The esreg that's dor mishana lashana is connected in the mola that is oiger from kayetz to chayrif and transcends man. You have the lulav that it's geza. The onaf is part of the geza. It doesn't stay away. Does not nifrat from the geza. It's connected the shofen that goes back to the sela, to the machse, and it doesn't get its own. It's not nifrat from its geza. You get the hadas, which has the tlas bikina achas, that all the leaves come to the same point. They come to the same point. They parallel to each other. It connected the arbe, which each prat is parallel to each other, and then you get the arava, which has no metzias of its own. It's bitu is kol kulei mayim connected the smomis becholei melech tetapis. Those are the four connected four. Let's go one more nekuda. The pasuk says that ketani oretz veheimo chachomim mechukomim. There is no, every bria has the seichel that is relative to its metzias. For instance, somebody who has great musical talent in his hands usually knows how to present the music, usually knows what music goes well. His seichel is associated with his talents that he has. That's his metzias. A person who is very athletic has a lot of chachma usually in playing ball, how and what and when and moves and so on and so forth. The metzias of chachma of every bria is usually built in with its koyches hanefesh. That is the metzias of the chachma klapi each bria. The only way something can have a havana that transcends its own chachma is if it's chachamim mechukamim. If there's an infusion of chachma through somewhere else, then its metzias is that it can become smarter than itself. Just like somebody who has a limited amount of seichel is mesiyayet with somebody who's a big bal seichel, and he's mevatel's own das. He thinks that he should do this, and the person that's giving him an eitzah, who is a chacham, is telling him, no, do this. And the person says, you know, I think differently, but I'm mevatel my das to this person who's a bigger chacham than me. So this person can act with great chachma. It's not his chachma, but he becomes a chacham mechukam. So that means you see wherever these chalakim of the bria that are nifrodim, there's a gevalik knate over here. All of these four nyanim, each one is a nifrad. Each one is separate completely. It has its pirudim. We pointed out four different yanim that are nifrad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and abchin of pirud. Each one has mitzat atzmai, it would be completely nifrad. it transcends its own limitations by being a chacham mechukam, by displaying a zbatlos to chachma that's beyond its own mitzias, and in that mokim it shows itself the achdus. That's the gewaltige knetch over here. In the hisbatlus to the sheiresh lies the achdus, both mitzad the hisbatlus and mitzad the pol yoitz of it. It's ke'ilu, I am showing myself one with the sheiresh because the bitul of allows me to display something that overcomes my limitations, and b'meila I'm part of that. For instance, if a person is a soldier, so he now is part of an army that's ain't erech bigger than himself. So the kayach they can display and the equipment at his hand and everything is because he's part of something so much bigger than himself. So all four of these inyanim are inyanim mekaymis in the bria with as a pirud, and the overcoming of the pirud and showing the ichud is a zgalus of its batlus to the shayrish. Those are these inyanim. There's another parallel. I don't want to go into it. I just want to mention it because it is mentioned. These are connected. The four oisis. The goyin says it before the goyin of yudke vavke, and b'meila. Each ois in itself, when it's not b'shlemus with the Shem, has a chisaron. Inyan beyond our feasts now. It's not. It's and putting them together. There's the Ravid brings, not Ravid, Radvaz brings from Nachum Rikanti that he had a cholam that somebody wrote Yudke Vovke and moved the Shem, the hay away, and he got very very upset. And he said Chas Hashem to write Hashem Hashem like that, and they said you do the same thing. And he woke up in the morning, he realized there was a minig where the Esrog and the Lulav used to, they didn't hold them together, and from that mokrim, from that time, he was very makpid to hold it together. He brings it and it's brought down a lochalat, that's as the mokrim from Nachum Rikanti, that kiyadua, he had a cholam that there was a peer in the Shem Avaya, and putting them together, he put it together. And it's part of the Yerotzen that we say when we take the Adalad Minim, that Vahoyu Le'echad, that they should be one and in my hands, and so on. Well, I want to just finish off with one hemshech on this inyan. We spoke of the four, we spoke the Esrog is different, and the Arava has in itself also Bezundra Knech. The Arava is very different. Yerushalmi says, that they come to be Deirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyim Yoyim. So it says Yoyma Tkiya and Yoyma Rava. That's Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah. Very strange combination. Hashanah Rabbah and Rosh Hashanah is a day in Yoyma Midrashim. The first one Rishalmi say that even Amaretz, I think it's a Lashon, so even Amaretz come on that day to Shul. That's the day that's Miuchad, even for Amaretz, and they find themselves a Mokram on that day. Where's the Tzad Hashem, Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah? I mean, what's the Sushtah? The Teretz is there's only one place where chisurin of chshivas becomes a maila. Lamashal, anytime I want to employ somebody for some job, he has to have some maila. The doctor has to know medicine, my counsel has to know law, my accountant has to know accounting, and so on. If I'm looking for ne'monus, where the highest qualities is batlus, I need someone that whatever I tell him, he'll do it exactly what I tell him, with no changes, with no arguments, with nothing, then what I'm looking for is be'etzem akoyach of his batlus. The more the person that has his own lack of self, for that nekuda, it makes him a much better shliach. On Rosh Hashanah, when a person goes back to his moment of Bria, that's a moment of his batlus. The person that hears himself Yesh Me'ayindik, it's where he hears his own Sheirish. That's one Makay. In the Yom Arava, which is a Shaina Rabba, the Arava has nothing of its own, except for the fact that it's Mevata the Metzias of a Sheirish. It's all it is. It's the nachal. The Rava says nachal because it has nothing of its own. The smomis bechole melech tetapes is because the smomim v'yadayim tetapis is because if the smomim would be bigger, stronger, quicker, or anything, they would get it out of the cholam melech very quickly, because it won't become bottle. Anything that's big, nicker, has its own metzias. If it would grunt, if it would scream, if it would run around, if it would do anything to give it its own metzias, then it wouldn't be becholi melech. The metzias of our rava is that it completely is mevatel itself to sheirish. The tsuras adam, of all the midas we speak about with gaiva and nova. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be dar with a balgaivik fifa achas. It's not just because of midah ra. If there's the one nekuda that allows a person, despite his rainess, to be part of something bigger, it's adrabah. It's because the person is maka himself, that he's a bal chisaron. That's why he can be becholi melech without a problem. In as much as a person is Magash and Metzias, then he's different, then he's out of the Holy Melech. He doesn't belong there. There is no problem with the janitor in the Holy Melech. He belongs there. The person who's a Nichbad, the question is, what are you doing here? Were you called? Were you asked? Did not need you? The Metzias of the final period of Bria was when Adam the head himself as self. The gaiva is not that the person understands, knows how good he is or not good. It's a mistake. Shiflus means a person feels that he's not worthy. That's chesroinus. Another is gaiva, and another is a sense of self versus a nonsense of self. About gaiva says, "This is what I am," and the milas are him. Now I'd like to, you know. I'd like to have a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm such a Baal Maila. Anivus is the pshat with a person that has himself only as an Arava that's on the Nochal. His Metzias is because there's a Hashpah of Chiyus, so he has Chiyus. Kelechot Barani V'omar Chai Oni. The Akash Baruch said Chai Oni, so I am. I am only the bitui of that Ashpah of Chiyus. And Bimela, the only one that has a Metzias on Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechol Beisi Neman, is because he was on a Mikol Adam. The place where a person can find his Metzias, Bechol Yusay, as Batel and Dov Akash Baruch Hu, is Yom HaRava. So there's a school of Vaishnava Rabba, which another day we're going to be coming from the Dalad Minim, which are Beklolius, Lekarvam Echad Echad. Beklolius, they're a Metzias of the Lamais of the Echad of Yom Kippur. It's the day where everybody mitzad the Hakara of his Chesroinus. Mitzad that the person understands how iron he is, how helpless he is. That becomes his Maila. His Maila is that he can be if he has no sense of self, if his major nekuda is not realizing himself and finding himself and making himself known and so on, that's where the person becomes, he can become part of a choli melech no matter what he is. I say yom yom midrashim.